Hello.
Keyboardist
Joni Kishar and Crawling Parts, then our drummer Atte Marttinen, our lead guitarist Antti Rinkinen, our bass player Simo Lehtonen, and our female singer Jenni Onisko.
Always Joni writes lyrics always, and mostly songs are written by us.
You are brothers.
Yeah, we are brothers.
Thank you.
Just played in our garage.
Together,
and then we started to play this kind of music.
I've been playing keyboard since 5 years old, but I have never taken any lessons for it. So,
well, I haven't been studying anything. I just learned playing guitar and do the crawling myself.
Yeah.
So that's what we have tonight: crawling and.
Yeah, female singing, crawling.
Okay. I think that we're gonna need some help with this next song. It goes like this.
You are using symphonic elements in your music.
Yeah.
Are you listening any classical music?
Yeah, sometimes, but not so much, like Bach and stuff, Finnish classical music.
And it inspires you somehow?
Well, not so straight, but I think it's in my head somehow. It's not so popish music, so I don't know the word for.
Well, we are we try to be more heavier.
Metal and something like that is, I think it's more popular in Europe than in Finland. Finland is big metal country, but this style of music is popular in Europe.
No, well, we have in our music we have some Finnish folk elements, but there's also Celtic
folk elements and
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe some black metal elements.
Black metal.
Such.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have just like a hint of folk in our music.
And that's why we actually call it fantasy metal. Well, our first song was called Viimeinen Pekka Kuningas. That means the last king of trolls.
Yeah.
So that's how it actually became the troll thing to our music. And we made a couple of other songs, which lyrics included trolls. And that's how it actually became the rock and troll thing.
You see, it's the basic structure. It all lies and it came to life. All the egos of the lay of life. You see, it's the basic structure. What's the one that is the one?
Sandro Idi is from The Lord of the Rings.
No.
No?
Yeah. Same type of story thing. Yeah. Well, fantasy.
Yes.
Thing. Yeah. The Kivimets and Druidi thing was like I started to write a short novel about some fantasy things because I'm very interested I play role-play games and such. And then we just, when we were deciding the name of our band, I was in the meantime writing that thing, and then I just picked it up from there. And that's, well, that's how it got into our band's name. And then I made the first lyrics, and then because we had taken this from the novel I wrote, then I wrote the lyrics as well with the spirit with Finnish people have that draws us to play this kind of music.
Ja sodan luovat paikataan. Mutta
But the role-playing game, how we explain it?
Role-playing game, how can we explain that? Yeah. Well, I think it's about like creating characters that are
in some like kind of world,
fantasy world,
fantasy yes. world, and
like elves and dwarves and yeah. such. And then you sort of have a different person that you play, and it gives some freedom for you too.
Yeah.
So that's the keyword. Freedom from the real world, or
no,
freedom
maybe.
From what?
Well, we play role-playing games, but we still have lives, you know.
Yeah.
Just experience to be like to be in other world that
and
doesn't exist.
Thank you.
Why do you think that it's a good mixture to combine the fantasy world and this whole metal thing together?
Well, I don't know if maybe because we are interested both in metal and fantasy thing. Well, we like it, and we've seen that
we combine two things we are very interested.
Mm-hmm. And we've seen that there's also people around who are interested the same.
Yeah,
thing,
and who like the music. So
yeah, it's our melodies.
Yeah, melodies and the atmosphere. It's a show.
It's a show.
Costumes and all that. So it's a experience and. Well, I think everybody's dream is to be professional musicians. Yeah.
And I don't know, I want to entertain people.
Yeah.
So you would like to have a clip in the MTV too?
It doesn't matter.
It's always good promotion if you get your music in there. But I think our music is not so... It's not good in there. They wouldn't take our music in there.
Okay, now we are gonna do our last song for tonight. It's called Mustan Valtikan Aika! We'll be right back.
For me!
Okay.
Thank you. Kiitos Budapest. You were awesome.
Ünnepélyes keretek között írja alá a köztársasági elnök az új alaptörvényt. Elkészült az ember tragédiája rajzfilme. És minden rekordot megdönthet 2,5 milliós herceg esküvője. Holnap a ma reggelben Óbersovszky Péter.
Ma délelőtt az alkotmány ünnepélyes aláírását közvetítjük a Sándor palotából. Este pedig az új alkotmány tiszteletére adott koncertet láthatják a művészetek palotájából.
István a király. Ma délután az M1 műsorán.
Vállaljuk, hogy örökségünket, egyedülálló nyelvünket, a magyar kultúrát, a magyarországi nemzetiségek nyelvét és kultúráját ápoljuk és megóvjuk. Áll az új alkotmány bevezetőjében. A nemzeti hitvallás szellemében 10 városban egy időben csendül fel a Psalmus Hungaricus. Ezt követően többek között Liszt léprelődjét hallhatja a közönség Miskolcon, Szegeden, Kecskeméten és Győrben. Pécset Kodály művét, a marosszéki táncokat fűzték műsorra. Békés Csabán folklór program lesz, Debrecenben Erkel összeállítás, Szombathelyen pedig Kodály Galántai táncok című műve kerül bemutatásra. Budapesten, a Művészetek palotájában a Magyar Rádió szimfonikus zenekara és énekkara lép fel. Erről a helyszínről az M1 közvetít. Kolozsváron a magyar opera művészei Erkel és Kodály művekkel köszöntik az új magyar alkotmányt, amelyet a Duna TV-n kísérhetnek figyelemmel. Nemzeti gálaest az új magyar alkotmány tiszteletére. Ma 19:05 az M1-en és a Duna TV-ben.
Augusztus végén megtörtént az úgynevezett második bécsi döntés, és Észak-Erdély és a Székelyföld visszatért Magyarországhoz. Akkor Vas Albert ezt a döntést és ennek az eredményeit kitörő örömmel fogadta. Ez mindenki egy történelmi igazságtételként fogadta el.
Adjátok vissza a hegyeimet. Koltai Gábor filmje Vas Albert életéről. Ma este az M1-en.